A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 14th of December, 2014. It was on this date, 1542, Mary Stuart, as an infant, ascended the throne of Scotland after the death of her father, James V. King Henry VIII of England, her great uncle, wanted to unite England and Scotland, and he drew up a treaty arranging the infant's marriage to his son, Edward. The child's mother, however, negotiated a marriage pact with Henry II of France instead. So Mary Stuart grew up in France in the court of Henry II. She got a good education. At the age of 18, though she was thoroughly French, she returned to Scotland to become Mary Queen of Scots. Scotland was Protestant, she was Catholic, but her policy was religious tolerance, and she was beautiful and tall and graceful, and she was popular in Scotland. She had two rather tumultuous marriages. She was deposed. She fled to England to seek help from her cousin Elizabeth, who was on the English throne, who had her imprisoned and put on trial and executed for treason. Her son, James, succeeded Elizabeth to the throne, became King James I of England. It's the birthday of Shirley Jackson, born San Francisco, 1916, whose short story, The Lottery, begins, "The morning of June 27th was clear and sunny with the fresh warmth of a full summer day. The flowers were blossoming profusely, and the grass was richly green. The people of the village began to gather in the square between the post office and the bank around 10 o'clock. In some towns, there were so many people that the lottery took 2 days and had to be started on June 26th. But in this village, where there were only about 300 people, the whole lottery took less than 2 hours, so it could begin at 10 in the morning and still be through in time to allow the villagers to get home for noon dinner." The lottery, in the story, is a yearly ritual in which townspeople select one of their number and stone him or her to death. The story appeared in The New Yorker, June 1948. Many people canceled their subscriptions. They wrote angry letters, but some people wrote in wanting to know where they could go to see a lottery like the one she had described. Shirley Jackson also wrote humorous stories of family life in books like Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons. And the last moonwalk took place on this date, 1972, Apollo 17. Commander Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt walked on the moon and unveiled a plaque. Here's a poem for today by Carol Ann Duffy entitled Tea. "I like pouring your tea, lifting the heavy pot and tipping it up so the fragrant liquid steams in your china cup. Or when you're away or at work, I like to think of your cupped hands as you sip of the faint half-smile of your lips. I like the question, sugar, milk, and the answers I don't know by heart yet, for I see your soul in your eyes, and I forget. Jasmine, gunpowder, Assam, Earl Grey, Ceylon, I love tea's names. Which tea would you like, I say, but it's any tea for you, please, any time of day, as the women harvest the slopes for the sweetest leaves on Mount Wu Yi, and I am your lover, smitten, straining your tea." A poem entitled Tea by Carol Ann Duffy from Rapture, published by Faber and Faber, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.